Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the stranger in all of our brigades.
Gadzooks!
The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin. It's a big time for you.
It's so good. It's a day of reckoning. It's a day of waiting. I feel vindicated.
Vindicated?
Yeah.
For
my patience.
Oh, you've been waiting for so long.
It's too long, some would say. I am a delayed gratification kind of guy.
Yeah.
And even I...
Are unhappy with the amount of delay that you're experiencing?
I actually tweeted out when Stranger Brigade announced some stuff, and I actually said, I think at E3, that this is the most anticipated game of this generation of consoles for me. Like, I have been... Which I later was like, is that accurate? Because I really would obsess over the next Skylanders game. But this feels like the most like when I have zero patience for waiting for this. I find myself watching Indiana Jones.
Just in anticipation for this?
Just to get into the world.
I
want to shoot some mummies. And today is the day.
Today is the day.
Thank God for the West Coast. We're, of course, talking about Strange Brigade.
Yeah.
Which we saw.
Do you think lots of people were listening there going, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Maybe.
It's a small game, right?
It's not a tiny game. No,
right.
It's got cross-platform. It's on Xbox, Steam, PS4, of course. And it's got full-court press. But it's not Spider-Man. It's not Red Dead Redemption. But... I won't be surprised when this thing blows up because it has everything you want in a game. It's got co-op, done. It's got a bunch of characters, done. And it's got different play modes and different types of playing. So there's like puzzles, there's adventure, there's like fighting hordes of zombies. Who doesn't love that?
Right.
But then if you want to take your time, there's sniper stuff to do in there. Find little trinkets, take those out. Also, it's freaking gorgeous and funny. Like, it's like, how are we not all in love with this game?
How many people do you think listening to this show after hearing you talk about it will go out and buy it, realistically?
I hope all of them. But realistically, maybe 400. Get it. So the sad news was, I think I even tweeted this out, that I pre-ordered the game in May.
Yeah.
I was so excited. The moment I could, because I saw it at E3 2017.
Uh-huh.
I was wandering around and just was like, what is that? And I discovered it. I discovered the Strange Brigade.
Yes, you should.
But then went home and just wanted to play it all the time. I've rewatched. So at E3 this year, we did the demo and I rewatched.
With one of the designers.
Yeah, got to sit with him and play it. I've rewatched that footage multiple times from our adventure.
Oh, you did get it on the jump drive. That's right.
It wasn't me. It was the other guy because
still,
they deleted it. But I saw.
You could see you walking around.
That's right. I saw me going, doing my own thing, getting second place or maybe third. Anyway, so ordered it in May to Amazon, and I get an email like on Thursday of this week saying, hey, we have an update of when it'll be available. It'll come to you by Thursday. It comes out on Tuesday. I was so mad.
See, I got to double check this because you told me this a few days ago. That's why we're recording. For anybody who likes to listen live, we're recording this during the day on Monday so that Kevin has time to enjoy said Stranger Brigade tonight. Because you then canceled your Amazon purchase.
Joke's on you, Amazon.
And
I then canceled the purchase, went on to PlayStation, bought the game. I bought the Elite. I bought the Collector's Edition with the Season Pass. So they even upsold me. And it's sitting on my hard drive right now. Have you ever pre-ordered a digital download? And it just shows you a clock. If you click on it right now, it shows you, like, here, you can play it in this number of minutes.
So it says, according to Amazon, it is currently sold out.
Oh.
On Amazon.
Good news.
But it says that I ordered it on June 14th. I ordered it right as we finished said demo at E3.
Yes.
And it will be delivered. Oh, wait, hold on. This item will be released on August 28th. Maybe I am now wrong.
And it says you'll get it on the 30th.
No, because now I'm looking at the item. Hold on. I got to look at my order information.
He's surfing
order details.
The internet. He's doing his taxes. Also, he's checking to see what Amazon.
I'm wrong. It is not yet shipped.
Not yet shipped. Because they don't have it. So I called them and said, you know, when it, like, well, it doesn't come out to that day. I said, this is a pre-order. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I ordered this in May. I'm expecting it on the 28th. Let me see, sir. Maybe I can get you same day shipping. No, there's nothing I can do. I was like, okay, I'd like to cancel this order. Are you sure? Because it will get there Thursday. No, I do not want the game. They had to put me on hold, deal with the whole thing. I was very polite to them. When they came back, she actually said, well, thank you for your time. I hope you get your game. I was like, I feel like you're patronizing.
Yeah, I wonder if she hangs up the phone and goes, all right, good job. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause I imagine if you're in that job, you just move on. You don't care.
I assume you don't care.
You can't.
And again, had I ordered it a week ago, and right. Now I'm like, I want it the moment it comes out, I would get it. But clearly, I've been planning for this. I've been planning for August 28th, not August 30th, because I could go to GameStop and reserve a copy, and it'll be sitting there when I come in. So instead, PlayStation is the better deal. It's just sitting on my hard drive.
And it's cheaper? So let me see what I'm going to end up paying for this, and then maybe I will cancel also.
You can just cancel it and do a pre-order. You can play tonight at 9.
$48.16 is what I'm playing because I'm saving $10 on Prime Savings.
Oh, you got a discount.
So I get a discount. So
I think
it's
$49.99 on PSN.
But I get it now. So I pay what it seems like. Math is not my thing, right? But it seems like I'm paying 74 cents more, or is it 84 cents? 84 cents I'm paying.
Yeah, that's
I'm paying more, and I get it immediately.
And you get it tonight at 9 p.m.
Tonight at 9 p.m. I will be at
West
football
Coast
practice until 8 o'clock.
See? Why wouldn't you do this?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Twitching it. Thinking about streaming that. What happened? You can't cancel it?
It's just canceled.
Oh, did you cancel it?
Yeah.
You did it. Just like that.
It's done.
We got to take a break while Justin goes on a PSN. Because there was some news about, like, you got a pre-order soon, but I'm sure you did.
Why, if I'm getting it on the PSN, listen, here's the thing. If this thing shakes out, and I may sound like I'm exaggerating my anger, and I am.
Okay.
If this thing shakes out to where I just canceled it on Amazon, and I can't immediately go over to Sony PlayStation and get a digital copy available for download now, to hell with it all.
I'm sorry.
I might throw my PS4 into my neighbor's backyard.
When are you going to do that? I'll be
4:04 p.m. today. Okay. Why do you ask?
No reason. Hey, this is bomb, 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 bomb.
So is it just? We've talked about this a little bit, but I don't think we've talked about it on the show. Your appeal, your love for this game has more to do with just the gameplay, right?
I think like any good game, I think we've talked about this before, like what is it that makes a game that you love? And it's never one thing. Like, because people say, oh, the graphics is great. Yeah, the graphics are great. But lots of things have great graphics, but they have terrible gameplay. Oh, the graphics, the gameplay is great. The story is great. The world is great. I think it's a complete package. It hits all of those things that while you're playing, you enjoy one thing and then you get a little not bored with it, but the novelty of that wears off for a minute and then you start to notice something else that you love about it. And then you shift back to that first thing or all around. So for this game, I like the gameplay. I love the world. I love the idea of traveling in an adventure-y time with cool guns and fighting zombies. I love the look of the world. I love the announcer and what crazy thing he's going to say next.
The
characters are different. There's a Zulu warrior. How cool is that?
I can't remember which one I was. I think I was the Zulu, or was I the chick? I think I was the chick.
The Zulu warrior is also a chick. Sexist.
Oh, racist.
At last.
I don't even remember the sequence of that. I just know that that's our triggered bit. Yeah. If you say anything mildly derogatory towards a woman, Kevin or sexist. I will say sexist.
Racist.
At last.
Which is from The British Office, because we are neither sexist nor racist.
At last. I feel like this is more fun in what I experienced and more compelling than Destiny. But Destiny is a far bigger game. I think it uses a similar concept in that you could group up with people and play a game. Is it just because this is like there's a grinding aspect to Destiny that I just felt like, hey, you're fighting basically the same kind of bad guys, right? There's five bosses, I always feel like, in a Destiny game. And then you fight the same kind of bad guys, and it's just about going through waves of bad guys in pretty environments. And I feel like I'm being very unfair to Destiny, because it's a fun game with a lot of elements to it, but it didn't draw me in, I feel like.
Yeah, I think, so comparing
I
those
bought it because I'm going to play it with you probably after you're done with it.
I always go back to it. I'll still dip back into it. The world, I love the world of Destiny. I like going to other planets and seeing them post being awesome. So Venus all the planets have their own personality and now they've been left in ruins. I think that's fun. So it's good to look at. The game mechanics are spot on. Like that is probably the thing that it has most going for it is how easy it is to drop in and immediately start doing some damage or figure it out. It's fun to move around with the character that you have. I feel like I have a lot of control in that game. The story doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The story doesn't. The story.
That must be why I'm not hooked in. I'm curious to see how it goes with this Strange Brigade situation.
Which I think is a very simple story, like watching an Indiana Jones movie. There's an evil Egyptian queen. She's come back to life. She's raising hell. Stop it.
Spoilers.
It's the trailer.
Spoilers.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Don't watch trailers.
I stopped watching gameplay footage. I do.
Really?
For this game, because I was like,
but
I'm going to
play.
You
will watch a game trailer now.
This one I cheated because I just wanted to see. I'm already. And a trailer for a game is different than gameplay footage for a game, right? Like a trailer for a game is just showing you some cutscenes, and most of it's not actually game. That's different than what world are they going to go to? You know, when we did Thieves in Time, the last Sly game, they intentionally did not advertise anything from the medieval world. That was Sucker Punch's suggestion to Sanzaru. Don't put out all your eggs.
Pick one thing, yeah.
Yeah, pick something, but leave some things for the audience to discover.
Right.
Because if you start playing the game, you're like, well, I knew all of this, then there's no sense of surprise or anything new. There's like a delayed gratification. So that was, no one knew that there was a medieval world until you started playing it. That's what I feel like gameplay footage. I think there's a South America level. Maybe that's DLC later. I want to discover what other places we're going. Egypt, South America.
Yeah, my kids are now, like, they watched a guy play the new God of War game.
Yeah.
And I go, whoa, like, and they were watching him play for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how doesn't this ruin it for you? Like, do you not?
Kids are different.
But I don't, well, they said no, because how did they say it? They said, well, we're going to play it.
Yeah.
I said, right, but why wouldn't you want to experience? Well, now we know how to play it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
That makes sense.
It doesn't to me.
To kids, it does, though. There's a different set, because like a kid, how many times will a kid watch the same thing over
good
and over again?
By you.
Right?
Yep.
They don't need that sense of discovery. I think it's a grown-up thing that like we need things to be new and novel, that we're like addicted to that.
I wonder if it comes from having a sense of finality. If
go on.
That in that, I feel like, why would I waste my time going back and re-experiencing something that I experienced already?
Yeah.
When I need to move on to something else.
Like, do you watch the same movie again?
I will, but very rarely.
Really? But you own... Oh, I guess you've been doing digital downloads for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll get a movie, and then, like, I watched Infinity War more than once. But it has to, as they say, strike my fancy.
Mm-hmm. It strikes your fancy. Justin Brigade is at it again.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm in a mood or in a moment where I'll go back and I'll watch something again, then yeah, but it has to be... It has to be that way.
Yeah. And that's your lack of delayed gratification.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. It just seems like you want everything to be like you kind of soak it up for all it is at the moment that you get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I try to.
Yeah.
I try to check it off and move on.
Meanwhile, I still am somewhere on season 4 of Doctor Who. I just... And I'm talking about like the 1940s Doctor Who.
Yeah, I jumped. I watched 3 episodes and then I reached out to our mutual friend David Maddox, who's a Doctor Who like fanatic.
A Whovian.
Yeah, is that what they call him?
Yes.
So I said, "Hey, my son had some interest in Doctor Who and I was going to watch. I'm watching these old like black and white ones."
Oh, you started there?
And he goes, "Nope, 2005. Jump to 2005 and everything will be fine."
Yeah. You don't. Well, that apparently it gets a little more complex later in the season. Did you keep watching it?
Yeah.
So when the third Doctor show, 10th Doctor starts showing up, they start to reference stuff from previous seasons before the reboot.
Yeah. And it's so funny how I'm sorry we're jumping topics, but it's so funny how enthralling that is to me. Like I can.
The fact that there's a history there?
Not that there's a history, but just like that I don't even need to know the history. But I am always, because there's a certain like schmaltzy campiness to it. That usually is not my cup of tea, for lack of a better way of putting a British show. But
yeah, it's the pulp element to it. Like the show, because it comes out of a pulp fiction area, a science pulp area, which is the same place that Star Wars comes out of, right? Like Flash Gordon, 1930s, 40s, that Lost World that I was talking about a few weeks ago. An era where it's about spectacle. And we still see that in a lot of films today where it's when we make fun of them, like it's just explosions, Pacific Rim. There's no there's no real plot. But there's still an element of like what that show does is they really appropriate that Pulp Fiction mentality. Down like the guys, the Cybermen, still look like something out of Metropolis. The fact that the Daleks have a plunger on front of them, they don't bother explaining it, fixing it.
Maybe that's why I like
change it. They're just like,
because it does.
That's
feel,
what a Dalek looks
there are
like.
Episodes of Doctor Who that I've seen that feel a little public access to me.
Yeah.
And I'm okay
which is
with
accurate
it.
Because that's how British television right. work. It's
true.
Owned by the state.
True. But like, I guess that's what it is that it's very well written. Mm-hmm. I would imagine is the way I would interpret this. Very well written public access television. Yeah. In that. I really, for some reason, can connect to the story and the people, even when it gets stupid and schmaltzy, which is, like I said,
pretty much every episode.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets a little stronger when they change showrunners. I feel like they start to make some other choices and develop it a little
more. Was Moffat not still on board?
Well, I don't know. It's somewhere around
the 10th Doctor. I need to get caught up, but there's so many other shows I like watching, but the Peter Capaldi era is where I'm in the middle of. And then
who was in a previous episode as a Roman guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good. You're a little more involved than I thought. What is exciting about this is that both Strange Brigade and Doctor Who come from England. Come from the mother country.
I thought they were a New Zealand.
No, English. When the crown controlled the world.
Oh, Strange Brigade. But Strange the people Brigade. Who make Strange Brigade mm-hmm. are from New Zealand.
No, they're from England. They were. Oh. Yeah, they were England.
I
English.
They said New Zealand.
I don't believe so. I if that's accurate,
I also thought I was getting the game tomorrow. So that goes to show you I know.
Because they talk about things happening on their Twitter feed. They talk about things happening at the British mean time and stuff. And yeah.
So excited for you.
Thanks.
How late do you think you will be up tonight?
I don't know, but somewhere around midnight.
So you're going to invest at least 3 hours?
Maybe. I'm playing a lot of Guild Wars lately.
Why would you play Guild Wars
2? Sorry, Guild Wars 2.
Why would you play Guild Wars 2 when you have Strange Brigade available, though?
Because
you went through all the hassle of canceling it. You mildly annoyed some 24-year-old in upstate New York.
There is only one game, and it's called Guild Wars 2. Everything else is a hobby.
Oh.
And that includes Strange Brigade.
Interesting.
But I go through waves of playing console games, but I always have to go back to playing Guild Wars 2, which I'll tell you later.
Oh.
So many things.
Oh, so many
when
things
we get to Tales
about.
Of Disney.
Come back,
that only I find interesting. Please go out and buy Strange Brigade right now.
All right. I will.
Not you.
I'm going to.
But
you can't stop me.
Okay.
Name for a band.
What is it?
Level 42.
That's these guys? I wonder if that's a Monty Python reference.
I don't know.
You know, I wonder if millennials will listen back to Bop and be like, yeah, this is where it's at. Because I hear this, I'm like, yeah, listen to that bass.
Well, we all know my love for Hanson. Mm-hmm. And I'm a post-millennial or millennial gap. I'm a Exillennial or something like
Ex-lineal.
That? Exillennial?
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. That's me. My brother. So you were saying you were going to go into something before...
Oh, I was going to talk about Guild Wars, so when we get there.
Oh, I see. That's what you're talking about.
Unrelated to that, World of Warcraft, still a game.
This just in. World of Warcraft, still a game. Back to you, Ken.
I think I'm going to... let's real quick, because they just announced another expansion for that game. What year? This would be our stump. What year do you think World of Warcraft was initially released?
Well, we have people, I believe, in the Discord if you want to bring them in. We only have currently, because we're recording earlier than normal, we only have a couple people listening. They're not even there. So let's bring them into here. And then we could talk to Hailstone Alex. Is in the Discord. Let's hopefully know that this works. Let's find out. All right, say something, Alex. Oh, wait, maybe I have to connect. I'm connecting.
3, 2, 1, keep it.
Keep it. Why does this, why? Voice connected.
Keep it.
I'm connected. I see his thing lighting up.
This is some fascinating radio.
Is it? Maybe it's a preference thing. Let me see if I can, because it's been a while since we've done this voice and video codec. Yep. That's all checking out.
It'd be human after all.
I'd be driving. Let's see.
I
don't think there's anything I could do. I don't know what I could do differently.
You know, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's them.
Let's see. Maybe it's Alex. Let's bring somebody else in here.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, that was a noise, but mm-hmm, then I brought mm-hmm. them in, and then they left, and then I left, and then this is why I should not be left to my own devices. All right, who's BDC444? They left again.
This is not fun.
All right. Go ahead. Let's play the let's play this by ourselves, because we're recording early. I'm sorry.
Justin.
Yes.
Question to you. What year, what date in what year? Mm-hmm. Points for year, points for date.
Okay.
Was World of Warcraft released?
Points for date? Mm-hmm. Like if I can get the exact date?
Yeah, I'll give you points. So it'll be more points if you get the date, a few less points, but still a lot of points if you get the month, and even more, and then a base number of points if you get the year.
What year did you get married again?
Again or for the first time? Because I've only been married once.
We don't talk about the second time.
The second time? My first marriage, of which I'm in now, time traveler. we don't talk about the second one. Because
that was my sonic screwdriver.
Oh, it was very good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sonic-y. I was married in 2010.
2010. So that means...
We're talking about World of Warcraft.
By my powers of deduction, I understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
I understand words. I would guess... 1999,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say that it happened in the month of November
mm-hmm.
on the date of the 10th year Ooh. Of our Lord, 1999.
Very, very well done. Wrong.
Oh.
So you did have the month correct.
Oh, really?
But yeah. It was November 23rd, 2004.
Thanksgiving?
Yes, came out
on 2024, by the way?
2004.
Oh.
Time traveling. World of Warcraft from the future.
Oh.
So, do you ever play it?
No.
No, don't care. Did you ever play Warcraft 3?
No.
Which is...
I played a Warcraft game once, and I was like this single orc running around, mm-hmm. and then I was like, pass.
Really? What game was that?
I don't know. I downloaded it. It was about the time that we did the StarCraft thing, too.
Hmm.
Or maybe I was playing StarCraft. I don't know. I don't like those strategy games.
Well, World of Warcraft is not a strategy. It was the birth of the addictive MMORPG experience. It's...
Then what am I getting it mixed up with? StarCraft?
Well, Warcraft is like StarCraft. So Warcraft 1, 2,
but
and 3.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft
like
is an MMORPG.
Yeah.
So in Warcraft...
No, I never played...
World of Warcraft. Wow. Can also call it WoW.
WoW, I've never played.
So, WoW!
Wow.
When WoW came out, it was... People were like... foregoing their lives for it because it was so freaking addictive. And people are still super addicted to it. Hence our next question. It's had a number of expansions... You know what an expansion is?
Yeah.
It's like DLC you pay for.
DLC for a console, yeah.
Yeah.
But for PCs.
Yeah. How many expansions have there been in the 14 18. Years since the game? 18.
Oh, wait. In 14 years to the game?
Yeah.
18.
Is that your real answer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 7.
I was going to really say 5.
It's 5. Oh, okay. Well, it's on track about once every 2 years.
With this one, the previous one had a panda on it, I remember.
No, that's some time ago.
Oh, man.
That was a while ago.
I gotta get out from underneath this rock I'm living under.
The Burning Crusade was the first one, then Wrath of the Lich King, Cataclysm, which in Cataclysm they went back and refixed a bunch of old, because at this point the game was looking dated, so they changed things. Mists of Pandaria.
That's the panda one.
That's the panda.
That's the one I remember seeing.
Warlords of Draenor. Hi. Legion.
Hello. We're playing footsie while doing this podcast, just so you guys know.
That came out in August 30th, 2016. So every 2 years, even in 16, they were releasing a game called Legion. And this year...
So now it's time.
Well, they just... 2 weeks ago, August 14th, Battle of Azeroth. Battle of Azeroth. Do you...
You never got into these at all.
I played the Burning Crusade. I played the first game in
Burning
Crusade.
Did you play that before playing Guild Wars?
No. I played it after. And I thought... You know, I'm going to give it. I feel like I played the original Guild Wars and loved it. Changed my life. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll try World of Warcraft. I'll go to the game that it is. Now, the thing that was always a deterrent for me for World of Warcraft is that it has a pay-to-play mentality. And I found that I don't like that. I don't like paying for gym memberships and not using it. I don't like paying for Netflix and not using it, right? So,
what do you think the over-under is, the amount of times that paying for World of Warcraft has been compared to paying for a gym membership?
Every time. Every time. It's the same model. It's the exact same model. So I didn't like that pressure. That's why I wanted to play Guild Wars. I was like, I can leave it. I don't have to play it every day. The irony is now I play Guild Wars 2 every single day. So if they did have me pay, now World of Warcraft, you can actually play to pay. So if you play enough, you earn enough in-world gold to pay your fees for having access to the game. Sort of.
I feel like that.
It's like prison.
Yeah, it cheapens the experience.
That's what I think. That's what I think. But it's working. And long
time. People who say that the only reason you choose Guild Wars 2 is because you are anti-establishment and that the
World of Warcraft.
They're people on the internet.
Who are these people?
And they say that it's because World of Warcraft is such a juggernaut, but you, Kevin Miller, are anti-establishment. You're anti the man.
Well, I will tell
you
these people.
I'm going to root for the underdog.
I chose it initially. I wanted to play World of Warcraft because I was such a Warcraft 3 fan that I was like, I'll know that world. Like, I'll get to walk around that world. But I didn't like the pay.
Because Warcraft started as a tabletop game and then transferred over into the
That's
world?
Actually a lawsuit. So it's actually based on a lot of stuff that Warhammer does, which is a tabletop game. To be fair, Warhammer steals liberally from Lord of the Rings. They just take their stuff and made it their own. Then when Blizzard came around, they're like, hey, that tabletop game's pretty cool. We'll make a PC game out of it. And they got sued and lost to Game Portal.
GameSpot.
Not going to pull the name
Game Hub.
Fast enough. Anyway, the guys that developed.
Gamapalooza.
That's it. Gamapalooza. Yep. Guys that developed Warhammer and Warhammer 40K. And they, because they actually had models in Warcraft 3 that looked exactly like real world models Warhammer world, and so they're like, that's pretty much
awkward.
You can't do that, so yeah. They lost. But I do think it's funny that they're both. It's sort of like the movie Silicon Valley. Do you remember this movie?
No,
kind of a deep.
Oh
cut.
Yes, now I know.
It's the birth
that's
of
with, what's his ER guy Noah Wiley?
Yeah. So it's Microsoft versus Apple, and in that they're both fighting over what we now know as Windows, or just like basic operating system, and who got it. And really, Xerox had it. Xerox is
had
the
it
one
on their copy machine screens.
Yeah, and on computers, and no one knew what to do. And so they both stole it from them, and they were both fighting for the right. And they're like, well, that's what this is like. Warcraft. No, it's actually Warhammer. Well, really, it's Lord of the Rings.
In his grave going, screw you guys.
I invented the Dark Elves. How dare you? He's British, you know, so he's.
I thought he was New Zealand. This is really.
Can I show you on a map?
Day.
Where these two islands are.
This could be the problem. So what you're going to tell me is that there are no kangaroos in France?
No. Oh. I mean, maybe a few in a zoo or something.
And that it's not the New Zealand Channel is what you're going to tell me?
There might be a New Zealand Channel. I'm sure it's like two or three.
Oh, on DirecTV, they got to have a New Zealand Channel. And 90% of it is rugby, I feel like.
It's all rugby. And then it's just a lady brushing her teeth.
That's hot.
All right, how many sides are there in World of Warcraft?
I was hoping you were going to say on an Outback steak dinner. how many sides?
How many teams are there?
Oh, in a World of Warcraft?
In World of Warcraft.
There are five.
There are two teams.
Oh.
Okay, you're going to finish the sentence. It's Alliance versus...
Megalodon.
Wrong! This is all stuff I just know offhand. You know none of this?
No.
You know none of this from it. The thing about the pandas, what was unique about the pandas when that expansion came out?
What was unique about them?
Mm-hmm,
they were samurai pandas.
That's true.
Yeah!
That's right.
But that's not what we're going for. When you started as a panda, you didn't choose your side initially. You would be a neutral, and then eventually,
you'd be like Switzerland, and then eventually
you would have to choose to
alliance
or horde,
not Megalodon,
not Meg. Okay, so let's do this. This is a good game. I'm gonna name a race from World of Warcraft.
I thought there were only two.
No, there are two sides.
Oh,
there's the
boy.
Alliance and the Horde.
Oh, boy.
You have to tell me. If they are Alliance or Horde.
Okay.
Okay? Human.
Yeah. Alliance.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dwarf.
Alliance.
Correct.
That's right.
Undead.
Horde.
Correct.
That's right.
Very good at this now. Where did your brain come?
Huh?
Pandaren.
It's only funny when I'm wrong a chunk of the time, but I have to get it right. Pandaren is the middle of the run that you just said. Doesn't have a side.
That's right.
Denizens.
Denizens? Mm-hmm. As in denizens of the deep?
Yes.
Those are Horde.
That's right.
I retract that.
Oh.
Gnomes.
Gnomes, those are Alliance.
Correct.
That's right.
Tauren.
Tauren. Horde.
Correct.
That's right.
Blood Elf.
Alliance.
Wrong! There, finally got it.
I knew it was Horde.
Wargren.
Ooh, Wargren? That's a Horde.
Wrong! They're wolf people. They're Alliance. They're like humans that become... Yeah, that's a...
Wargren, so they're werewolves.
They're they're Wargren.
My bad. Can we just call them lichens then, please, so people get them mixed up with some kind of vegetable?
Draeniri.
Draeniri.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Alliance.
Correct!
That's right.
Good job. That's pretty much it. Oh, Goblin.
Goblin is Alliance.
Oh, wrong!
Goblin is Horde.
That's right.
Troll.
Troll is a Horde.
Good.
That's right.
Orc.
Orc is a Horde.
Yes.
That's right.
Human.
Human is Alliance.
Good.
That's right.
Chronomancer.
Chronomancer is from StarCraft.
Ah, so close. It's from Guild Wars. Guild Wars. So you get 4 points.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Come on. Let's see. Who's listening right now? Mr. Leo, Kevin Miller III at BDC444, and Tabriz Sadiq are listening in the chat room right now, and I just kicked your ass at Stump. So suck it, jerks.
Stop you!
We're going to come back with some tales from Turia. Turia? Turia, is that what we're going to call it? We're going to call it Turia now?
No.
Oh. Why is the music still playing? I'm very good at this, guys.
Next question. Are we still playing the game?
No, we're done with that. We'll be back after these messages. Oh, Kevin, we got to talk about a fantastic game.
I do love fantastic games.
Well, I think you may like this one. It's a little indie title. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Strange Brigade. Have you heard of it?
I've heard some things. You get to fight mummies.
Yeah. Yeah, you fight mummies. There's team play. You can play with three other people at the same time.
Wow.
There's a steampunk design element to it, not to mention, and a lot of people are like, I've never heard of this Strange Brigade unless it's coming out of the mouth of Kevin Miller. Mm. Well, here's the thing. You are alone because it is currently sold out on Amazon. If you want to purchase it, you got to wait a week, sucker fool.
But there is help for you.
Yep, because
in the form
one
of
title
PSN.
Was recently made available at the beginning of the show. There is now one title
also,
available. It went from sold out to one left in stock.
Somewhere
about
in Topeka. 45
minutes ago is when that happened.
But if you don't want to wait for a hard copy to show up because you don't
impossible.
Live in a Walmart.
Nothing is better at delivering my goods than Amazon, Kevin Miller.
I have to tell you about the magic called PlayStation Network.
I am broken.
You can download the game right now, but don't worry, you can't play it until midnight Eastern time tonight. But it will be taking up valuable space on your hard drive until that moment in time.
Oh, well, look at
just
that.
Staring at you, not being able to play. And don't worry, you can't change your clock and disconnect from the internet. It doesn't work that way. I've tried.
Oh, I turned my computer down. That's why I feel that. So get Strange Brigade. Get it on the PlayStation. Get it on the Amazon.
Get the expansion with the DLC and the season pass, because then you get all the characters that are coming down the pike, the new adventures, and you get exclusive weapons.
And you're also supporting global trade, because the developers of this game are either from Northern New Zealand or Southern England. We're not sure.
Maybe both. They could have development teams. And if you like playing with Justin and I in a cooperative game about shooting mummies, we're going to be on that like Mummies on Mummies.
It's good to be back.
Breath of Fire.
I'll be in the room now. There we go.
Hi, welcome back.
I just had to step out to get a water. Is everything okay? Going good with the show?
I've been having a great time.
Oh, good, man.
Just so much. I've been talking about games I play, games I don't play.
Oh, that's the best part of the show, I feel like, when you get a chance to do that. I think that's good. All right.
It's all the time.
For real now?
Okay, ready? Here we go.
All right.
And now, so much has happened in the world of Tyria.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked to you.
It's too long. So last time, I think I mentioned I was working towards a Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Beetle.
Oh,
the Rolling Beetle.
Rolling Beetle.
It was really fun to ride.
The big ball of dung right in front of it.
The whole time. The thing that's fun is that I watched some videos on how they designed it, and the sculptor for it, the modeler, said when he was first given the model, he's like, it just looked like a motorcycle. And then he's like, and now it doesn't look like a motorcycle.
with an attitude?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I was like, aren't those people on your team? But it's cool. So it's very cool to see people roll around on it. I often find myself, if I'm doing something, I see two people, not one, but two people rolling around on their Beetle, I'll immediately activate mine and just go wherever they're going. Just because we've had mounts all year in the game, but something about these rolling motorcycle looking things that just makes you go, yeah. I'm going to go sip it around too.
Well, it's much like a motorcycle. When you see, if you're on a motorcycle and you pass by somebody on a motorcycle, you give them a little two-finger wave off the handlebar, or you drop the hand down low.
That's right. And it takes some work to get it. So not everybody in the game, they're not as elite as the Griffin, which takes a lot of money and time. But you can't just show up and get it. So cut to me playing the game and my children watching. And I let my son kind of invent a character, and then we played with him for a second or two. And he's like, oh, that was fun. And my three-year-old daughter, who we had on the show before, Hazel, she wanted to do it. But she was like, no, I don't want to create character. I want to ride the Beetle. I want to ride the motorcycle. So we seriously sat for 15 minutes, if not longer, with her on my lap, just cruising around these maps. Because the thing that's so great about it is that for the first time in Guild Wars, it has accelerated speed. So as you go downhill, you pick up speed. And you can actually pick up enough speed to where if you hit water, you keep skimming across the water until you either hit the other shore or run out of juice, and then you splash into the water, just like Dash.
And she just liked to cruise. That's
all she that's all she wanted to do. She just wanted to race around. She also likes cars. She likes superchargers for Skylanders. She likes driving.
Oh.
But she enjoyed that. So that's been a lot of fun. The other thing that I've been doing, which I have not told us on the show, is I have elected, stupidly, to work for a second legendary weapon.
Do that.
To punish myself. I don't know. It is the hardest thing to do. Like I said before, I feel my first legendary was the equivalent of getting three platinums, and now I'm working towards another one for some dumb reason. Because I to a point within the content where I feel like I have enough. Also, I've done it. I've experienced how to do it, and so I did all the research and figured out one to do. And it looked like I was going to be able to get through it. By doing some simple things. So for the past 3 weeks, I've been doing what's called World v. World, World versus World. And in that, it's three different servers fighting against each other for control of these maps. And you go around taking over strategic points, but you're playing PvP in large groups of people. Like
how large?
Like 100 versus 100 versus 100 on these maps.
Holy smokes.
So if people are running around in a mob, you just get crushed, and you have to build these siege weapons to take down their forts, take their capture points, then you have to defend it against other ones. You get a lot of points by capturing other points on the map, but really you just spend all this time kind of like trading strategic points. Since the launch of Guild Wars, World v. World has been the thing, has been the like signature PvP thing to do in mass. And people just live there, live in this world, challenging things. I find it dull. I love B Guild Wars 2 so much that we dedicate a segment to this, and it is very challenging for me to get much joy out of it. And I think part of it is because once you get into a major battle, I mean, these guys know what they're doing, right? You're playing people that have sunk thousands of hours into it, and so they have gear and stuff that's put down to the tiniest increment of damage points and resistance to blockables and all these things. So it's difficult to beat somebody in a game like that because it's 100 versus 100. I get overwhelmed. But also, as you're fighting, there's just everybody's special effects are happening at the same time. I launch a fireball. I launch an electric. I've got a swirling blade. I've got undead storms. And suddenly the screen is just a smash of color. Yeah, you can't see. And then there's little red triangles that indicate that there are bad guys. And of course, your frame rate goes down because it's trying to process so much information so fast. So it starts to look like a flipboard if you don't have your settings set up, which I do. And so it's difficult to click into somebody and challenge. And so I often just lose.
Can you respawn?
Yeah, you can respawn, but you're way back and then the battle is happening. You're dead and you're useless. And so it took me probably 2, maybe 3 weeks to get enough experience to achieve this one item that I need to be done with World v. World for while I'm working on my next legendary.
I don't know why, but that makes me want to see like a red versus blue sketch.
Yeah.
Of you dying or like sitting back on a mountaintop somewhere. Maybe you and Jimmy just sitting there chatting with each other as your characters going, you just come from there?
Yeah.
Get totally killed. You know, just hang out here and
be dead.
Yeah, be dead. Like just watch the and just all this noise happening.
That has happened. I've definitely been on that, both in PV in World v World and in regular gameplay. Like if you're fighting a mega boss and people don't have time to resurrect you because you're gonna die. Sometimes in the proper environment, the respectful thing is to respawn and run back into the battle, especially in a boss fight, because for them to spend time bringing you back is time that they should be spending attacking or dodging or whatever, and then it ends up like,
oh, they can revive you.
Can bring you back. Yeah. So there's two levels. What's really fun is even in Guild Wars 2, even when you go down or you die, there's still like a little mini game that happens before you're completely out. So when you're knocked down, you have got 4 or 5 skills to defend yourself. You can't move, and you try to get your health back up to 0, and then you can get back up and run into the fight. So if you're fighting a bunch of enemies, you can do enough things to like defend yourself, or if you're an elementalist, you can actually run away from the battle and hide and recover and get back into it. If you're playing PvP and you're down, then the other player can come up to you and do a finishing move. And there's actually this really wicked-looking red fang bloody arrow pointing to it, and it says, finish.
Wow.
And you walk up to that person, and it takes them maybe 2 seconds to cast this spell, where you leap up into the air and drive a stake through their heart. And then depending on what you have equipped, there are all these different finishing moves that you can do. So sometimes they explode into fireworks, or sometimes a snowman will crash on you, or just a pumpkin will come and go, ha, 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 ha. It is demoralizing.
I bet. It sounds pretty bad, like all around.
It is like kicking you while you're down. And so even if you're about to revive while you're down, there's nothing. You can't come back from being finished. So then you sit there dead and watch the game happen around you. Someone could still resurrect you if they want. It takes longer because you're completely dead. Or you just respawn from a noble space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack likes to play Fortnite in 50 versus 50.
Yeah.
50v50, as the kids say.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because he gets a lot of victories. Victory Royales, but he doesn't really have to do a lot.
Yeah.
He's trying to maintain his status.
He has
a one in two
chance.
Yeah.
He is literally a 50-50
chance. I don't think he quite
understands
the exact mathematics of the odds.
Yeah, I think
he just notices. And it's funny because I don't think I've ever seen him lose one either.
And
I don't know how that works. I don't like, because he runs around, but he mostly stays away from the fray
until the very
end, I think. But
And that's fun.
Yeah. Is it?
To hide? I'm asking.
I don't know.
You know, your kids slammed us because we don't like games made for the younger generation. I've come to the definitive conclusion that game is not for the younger generation. It is for children.
Ooh.
That it is not a game that millennials are playing. It's not a game that, like, 19-year-olds really are playing. It's a game for 10-year-olds. Like in all things, Skylanders, they're absolutely transcends the age, but the target age of what is really driving that ship, 10-year-old boys.
They were talking about Fortnite in the Rams preseason game.
Who's
play by play? The guys calling the game were talking about Fortnite in the game, and like there was a guy who did the the Orange Crush or something one of the dances, the emotes.
Yeah.
He did that, and then they showed a picture of 71-year-old Rams defensive coordinator wearing a T-shirt that says Fortnite Legend.
So, question: remember Pokemon Go?
No.
Exactly.
Set up, bump, spike.
Is Fortnite just the next Pokemon Go? Or is this actually here to stay?
Here's the thing. I felt like when Pokemon Go was happening, I was like, oh, this is a flash in the pan. Like, this is not going to last.
You thought that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I,
it's still there.
It's yes. I didn't see it was going to die. I just felt like it.
And now Switch has interplay with it.
I can't see. There's no horizon on it yet with Fortnite. Mm-hmm. I don't see the sun isn't setting. It's not even close to dusk.
I think what'll happen, just like Pokemon, is that something else will come and take everyone's attention away.
What came from Pokemon? What took?
Well, there were other games. Like eventually, people
the
had
Avengers
played it.
Movie or something.
Yeah, something like that. Probably. I don't even remember what year Pokemon was.
I remember how they were talking about people. Kids are riding their bikes now.
That's right. We had that for
it was on the news.
Maybe that was it. They just got tired.
Yeah.
maybe it's that a new Fortnite will show up, right? Because happening. Because it was Minecraft for that age group forever, and that's why they made Disney Infinity the way they did, because they were trying to steal the Minecraft audience. Now, instead of Minecraft, it's Fortnite. So something else will come around. Maybe it'll be in 2 years because it takes a while for the development
cycle. I don't
think
it'll be lifeless, cycle. But I just feel like it'll... I don't know. These guys are going to... Everybody's going to be fine at Epic Games is what I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, not everyone.
What?
Q&A is always first to go.
Oh,
poor guys.
Testers.
QC? QC.
That's QC?
Quality control?
I thought quality assurance was a... Oh, QC. Who does... I gotta go.
Okay, this has been great. We're a gaming related podcast.
Yeah, really adjacent is when I'm on it. That's what I bring.
How many races are there in World of Warcraft? Okay,
there are races.
No, let's ask a
series. Sides, I know there are two.
It's time for your Tales of Tyria test.
Oh,
because you've been listening to me for a long time.
Oh boy,
how many expansions are there in Guild Wars 2?
Expansion.
Mm-hmm. So remember the other one, World of
That's
Warcraft.
Different from episodes?
Different from episodes. Expansions. These are things I pay for to play, continue playing in the game, like the 7 that we listed in World of Warcraft. I've mentioned it many times. How many expansions are there?
Expansions. I want to say 3.
So close. It's 2. Yeah. When was Guild Wars 2 released?
2012.
Yes.
That's right.
What year or what month?
Oh, I thought now is my nose bleeding?
Circles within circles. The circle is a square. There
month,
are four.
March.
Lines. Wrong. August.
Oh, that's right.
What day?
Today.
Very close to about 5 days ago, 4 days ago.
That's right.
It's the 6th birthday of Guild Wars.
Oh, happy birthday.
All my characters got birthday presents because they've all, I have 5 characters
you
from
launch
day.
You bought them for them or
they get
Guild
them.
Wars get
they
them.
Get really sweet birthday presents for
Look
their birthday. They get, well, one of the things they get is a level up token for a different character, or I guess that character if you haven't bothered to level them up yet. So now I have a swath of things will get me to level 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and now 60. So if I ever make a new character, I can just hit a button and they automatically are at least level 60 just by touching. Yeah, math is very hard. What was my... Oh, so races. What are the 5 races in Guild Wars 2?
Oh, man. You already told me this.
I know.
There's a something mancer.
No, those are professions.
Oh, damn it.
Something mancer.
There's 3.
There are five. Which is what I said in the beginning.
I was going to say there are 3 and 2 more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There are then, 3 there. That I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 that I think I know.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this.
A 3 total of 5.
3 of your 5 have a similar model in that they are the same model but with different skins.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what you meant. And then there are 2 with unique models. With their unique skins.
Yeah, there's humans.
Yes.
That's right.
There's elves.
No elves in Guild Wars 2.
There's beetles.
Nope.
That's right.
There's robots.
No.
Or robits.
Okay, I'll help you. if something is...
One day we need to talk about coverage options in Madden.
That would be great.
Right?
I was going to suggest that. All right, so something is regular, you would say it is...
Normal.
Or the short for that would be
Norm.
And so if it was not an M at the end, it would be an N. It
the
would
guy
be,
from Cheers.
It would be
Norn.
Norn. Ding. Norn. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. If you're going to cook something on a barbecue but not
grill
use
it.
Gas, you would use
charcoal.
So the first part of that word.
Char.
Nailed it.
That's right.
All right. So the next.
Norn, char.
These are the
these
races.
These are the words that you expected me to remember?
Yeah, we're getting there. It's going to get weird. Okay. If you are very confident, you would be.
Arrogant.
You another word for that would be that
myself.
You were you're very comfortable. You know how to
secure.
The opposite of that.
Insecure.
No, you're very what's the deodorant that you wear that women wear?
Sure.
Yeah. So you would be very
unsure.
No. If you're confident, you're
sure of myself.
Okay. So that's the core of the word, and the letter A.
Sure
is,
of myself.
Sure. And then the letter N.
Assured.
There you got it. Close enough. We'll take it. The last one are our British sounding plant people.
Vitamins.
They
tulips.
It's so close. So it's
Rise
a made up
lots.
Word. It's a made up word.
A made up word. Q.
Okay.
Lou.
It's Silvari.
These are all British all right, words. That are made up. Silvari.
Yeah. How would you get that?
Silvari.
Silver aria.
Yeah.
There
silver
you go.
Aria.
Yay, Guild Wars 2.
Yes. But none of that matters because as of tonight, now on your usual Tuesday Twitch time, will you be twitching?
Maybe. I think it would be fun to Twitch my very first experience with the game. I think that'll be cool. And it'll be
Is
hot
that
and fresh.
Be your first experience?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
No, tonight. I think tonight at 9.
So should I release this episode immediately instead of Tuesday's last
You can.
Normal?
Yeah, do it.
Let's do it.
Do it now.
All right.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun to like capture my initial dive into the game and inevitable technical challenges.
So depending on when you're listening to this, it should be on Monday night, August 27th at 9 o'clock Pacific.
Mm-hmm,
Kevin
right.
will be twitching his first venture into Strange Brigade.
That's the idea.
Right. Gadzooks, y'all! Time to play a game!
All right. Oh, wait, no. I didn't want to end with that song. I pulled this up and I forgot because of your daughter riding on her Beetle. Cruising around at Guild Wars 2.
You're going to make me cry.
The pops made me feel her wafty blonde hair blowing.
It's so wispy.
Blowing in the wind. did I say wafty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a delightful aroma to it. That's why I said wafty.
It's good. Next time, you'll grill me on coverage 3 options in Madden.
There are more than 3 coverages.
Already winning.
Yeah. So enjoy the Allman Brothers. Oh, you got to go Twitch TV, twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got to go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord if you want to get in on the stump when we're recording at our usual time. If you want to listen live, mixlr.com/Gamerland. And I think that's it.
All of our social media
handles are in the description of the show. Unlockable Man for Kevin.
That's right. I'm doing a new thing where we'll see if I'm overcommitting, but I'm putting a picture of every single issue of X Factor that I own because I have the complete set. So I've been doing that
You've done this twice so far, right?
What's that, overcommit?
No, the X Factor. I saw what I felt like was the second one today.
I've number 3 up today. So
today, okay.
I may do one a day. I may do 5 sometimes when I feel like it. But it's been fun to go back through the old collection.
And in between those pictures, you'll be cruising on a Beetle with your daughter in the fantastic land of Tyria.
Escarabajo.
That's what they say.
That's Spanish.
For
Beetle.
For Beetle. My bad. Okay.